Thanks for checking out this podcast. Remember, it's presented by Minnesota's very own Ticket King. If you're looking for tickets for an upcoming game or event at TCF Bank Stadium, Target Center, or XL Center, visit TicketKingOnline.com or the link from the 1500ESPN.com sports calendar page. Ticket King has all your tickets for Minnesota baseball, plus all the concerts, all the theaters, and at all venues. And Ticket King can take care of you for out-of-town concerts, sporting events, and more. Call 612-341-4141 or visit TicketKingOnline.com.
This is our legal expert, Jeff O'Brien. He's a well-recognized attorney from Lohman Abdo in such areas as business law, commercial contract disputes, intellectual property, and more. He also knows his sports and can lend his expertise when there are legal issues at play. This is Dave Harrigan, a well-recognized producer and update host from the Mackey and Judd Show. He's not really an expert in anything, but here he is to introduce the topics to Jeff and then nod in agreement every time Mr. O'Brien makes a great point. Welcome to Case in Point with Jeff O'Brien. Here's Dave Harrigan.
All right, Jeff, episode 2, we are back. Let's dive right into it for the week. As Big Voice Guy said, I'll throw out the topic and nod in agreement, so let's start with it. Daily fantasy sports, that's where we want to go today. We've got a bill right now that, as I understand, it's made its way through the State House here in Minnesota. It's being discussed in the Senate, but this has been, you know, a lot of people's radar for months and months now, going back to last football season when any channel you turned on TV, be it ESPN or otherwise, there was a DraftKings or a FanDuel spot staring you in the face. And then we had states like New York, Illinois, Nevada taking stances against the daily fantasy sites, claiming it was gambling or whatnot. Certainly Nevada would know. Certainly Nevada also has their other irons in the fire where they might not want such a thing. But let's start by going back there. Where did this all start to go wrong for the daily fantasy sites, DraftKings, FanDuel, et cetera?
Well, Dave, actually, it even goes further back to where it opened up the door to these daily fantasy sites, which is way back 10 years ago when Congress actually enacted the Unlawful Internet Gambling Enforcement Act. Mm-hmm. And there was an exemption listed in there for fantasy sports. And this discussion began about fantasy sports being more reliant on a player's knowledge of the game, an element of skill or knowledge beyond just a game of chance. Of course, a game of chance, you're talking about gambling, and that's what, you know, what states are you know, restrict and issue licenses to do. And in some cases prohibit some types of gambling activities. Yeah. So that's where this all arose. And then now you have sites like FanDuel and DraftKings that have become, you know, multi-million dollar companies. And, you know, you see them on every sporting event you watch. There's usually an ad for FanDuel or DraftKings or something sponsored by FanDuel or DraftKings. There are lots of other companies that, you know, that are doing daily sports games. Full disclosure, I've got some clients that are trying to develop some daily sports games based with some of our local teams. So this is a big industry. This is a hot topic, and this is almost like what's going on in Minnesota is almost a little bit like a man bites dog story. You mentioned about New York. The New York Attorney General went very hard after FanDuel and DraftKings, negotiated a settlement that essentially they agreed to just pull out of the state. So there are no more daily fantasy games run by those entities in the state of New York. I believe the settlement left open the New York Assembly could come back and pass something, but that hasn't happened. Yep. Illinois followed suit. You mentioned Nevada. Now, Nevada being kind of getting kind of deference in terms of what's gambling and what's not. They came out in the side of daily fantasy games being gambling. And all of a sudden, in Minnesota, we've got three bills that came out, that were introduced in the legislature this session. And one of them, which is, I believe, in the Tim Sanders is a Republican in the House and Sandy Pappas is the Democrat in the Senate, that are the lead sponsors of this particular proposal, will exempt daily fantasy games from the definition of gambling under Minnesota law. So a little bit unusual for Minnesota to kind of buck the trend that's nine states already have considered them gambling and regulated them, and Minnesota's going the other way. Now, with that said, the proposed legislation will put some limits on the daily fantasy games. You know, you have to be 18 years old. You can't be employed by one of the game operators. You know, there's a whole definition of what a fantasy game is. It, you know, talks about the prizes, the outcomes. It can't be dependent on the point spread of a single game or the performance of a single player. So, but still, it's a little bit. I was a little bit shocked to see that Minnesota is going to go against the trend and do something that, in my opinion, will, you know, help grow. You know, there's a lot of folks out there that want to start these kinds of games. Here in Minnesota, this is only going to help them.
Yeah. Now, let me just get some clarity here on the bill. Is the bill itself saying fantasy sports, daily fantasy, is not gambling? Or is it saying it is gambling, but we don't care, we want to make this specific form of gambling legal?
That's a good question, Dave. And I brought the bill in here. It's not very big. It's only 2 pages long.
Ooh, nice and tidy.
Uh-huh. And what it says is the law defines gambling. And what they've done is we're proposing to put into the law, they talk about which statute is being amended, that says, for purpose of this section, gambling shall not include, and it lists a whole bunch of things, and it says, or participation in a fantasy game as defined under section blah, 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 subdivision blah, blah, blah. So you have a specific, they're saying a fantasy game as we define it in this in statute, and there's another later part of this legislation. And then what these bills do is they'll pick and choose different parts of statutes that have to be amended. So we're covering in one part the, you know, exemption of fantasy games, and another part we're creating a definition for fantasy games. And that's when they get into, you know, fantasy game means a fantasy or simulation sports game or educational game or contest that meets the following conditions. And they get into the conditions here. The value of all prizes and awards offered to winning game participants are established and made known to the game participants in advance of the game. The winning outcomes are determined predominantly by accumulated statistical results of the performance of individuals, including athletes. No winning outcome is based on the score, point spread, or performance of a single team or a single performance of an individual athlete or player. Then they get into defining what a game operator is. For, like I mentioned, yep, the other prohibition that you can't be this. If you're playing in the game, obviously you can't be participating in the game. We get back to the old Pete Rose days. You can't be betting, participating in these games when you're playing in them.
Does that mean you can't be working for FanDuel and win on DraftKings, as we saw in the fall?
You know, I don't know. Under this bill, at least at this, at, you know, if you're a, I haven't looked at that. That's a good question. I don't know that if you could be, you can't be, obviously you can't be
winning the game you operate.
Exactly.
Obviously.
Exactly. Whether or not you can play in somebody else's game is another issue. Hmm. But certainly it's a very interesting topic. And, you know, you get into this, whether or not it's a game, are fantasy sports games of skill or chance? Now, we should mention, too, we aren't talking about the office fantasy football pool or your neighborhood fantasy baseball pool. We're talking about these daily games where you wager money, you have an account, you're playing online or on your phone or an iPad or something like that. Those are the games that have attracted the interest of the attorneys general in various states, because typically the attorneys general are the ones that have the authority, like in Minnesota here, to regulate gambling.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we get now that what we're talking about is these daily games where the money's being wagered. You're not playing for the trophy or whatever. And you know, I think there's some interesting questions. There's some legitimate points on either side. So I read somewhere someone said, you know, if you have a fantasy team, you're betting on a daily you have your daily fantasy roster, and someone blows out his knee in a game. Let's say, you know, a football game. Let's say Adrian Peterson, you know, blew out his knee. Is that chance? Kind of a gray area.
Yeah,
but you're also at the end of the day, you know, I've played fantasy sports. I'm sure you have. I'm long retired, but you know, you put a lot of effort into studying, you know, all the different charts and publications and reading all the online. You read the injury stats and stuff. To me, that's all part of the knowledge and the skill of putting together a fantasy roster, if we're talking about on a daily basis here, you're still doing a lot of research and study. It's not just you're pulling a lever on a machine and hoping that that everything lines up and money comes out.
Yeah, but I think you could also make the argument then, you know, you're doing research in fantasy where you figure the guys who do the most research, the guys who do the most homework and are the best at deciphering all the numbers, they probably win more often. So you could call it a skill game, where you could also say guys who play poker more and know the percentages of what cards are left in the deck and, you know, what cards that guy might have or that guy might have that beat your hand, what percentages, you could call that a game of skill too. So is there a defined difference, I guess, in sports, or are we just...
I think it's, you know, like I said, I think last episode, you know, we lawyers live in the gray area. I think there is a lot of gray area here, and that's why you have the state legislature stepping in and offering some definition, some black and white to the gray area. Because up until now, I can tell you from when I've had to research these issues for clients, you're relying on this 2006 federal act, right? Mm-hmm. Up until the New York fight, state statutes were absolutely silent on exemptions for fantasy games. So you're relying on a doctrine of preemption, which is federal law preempts state law, and you're going up to the federal law, which is the only guidance on the subject that said that they were exempt. But I've had to go through it. There's not a lot of detail. I can tell you that a lot of times state statutes can be a little bit more detailed and in terms of some of these things. And, you know, if you're a fantasy game operator that's going to be in multiple states, you know, this is going to be looking at every different state that you're going into and finding out what the restrictions are, mm-hmm. what the rules are, and can you, you know, can you not be there at all? Or if you can be there, what rules do you have to play by? So we're going to see, like I said, this is Minnesota's, I think, only about the 10th state to actually pass something, and they haven't passed it yet. And the wild card in this, too, is the governor hasn't said whether or not he supports this. Now, there seems to be a pretty significant bipartisan support for the Sanders-Pappas bill over at the Capitol, but until we see Mark Dayton's autograph on the law, we're talking about a proposed legislation.
Yeah.
So we should mention that too.
Yeah, it looks good though, as you say, for those that are pushing for it, that if it's already through the House, the Senate doesn't seem to be all that against it, but
if I were a betting man, I would bet in favor of a pass.
But that's gambling. Let's not put any money on it. I mean, in full disclosure, when it comes to fantasy sports, daily fantasy, I would say absolutely it's gambling. The difference is I don't care. I don't care if it's gambling or not. Let people have fun. You know, people play season long fantasy. Obviously, there's not the millions of dollars a day on a season longly with your buddies, where it might be, you know, $100, $500, $1,000, you know, over a whole season. It's on a completely different scale. But let's just talk about the state of Minnesota then. How did we get here? We're the state where nothing fun is supposed to happen.
I know.
Right? We tax everything, and then we don't allow anything else.
Yeah, I mean, usually it's what are New York and California doing? Okay, that sounds good. We'll do that. You know, my understanding is there are some significant fantasy related businesses here. Obviously, they probably have some I deal a lot with a lot of regulated industries. And I know how the sausage is made up at the Capitol. And usually if you have somebody in your corner advocating in your behalf and talk up there in the lawmakers' ears, that's where the chips fall.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, I wouldn't be surprised if FanDuel and DraftKings have their own lobbyists up here, and even here just in Minnesota, just for the purposes of this bill to get it through.
Well, and we have four major sports, and it just so happens that the four major sport leagues have,
yep.
you know, yeah, invested interests
they have,
in the
yeah,
in those
exactly,
companies.
So exactly.
They would have,
there
would,
are,
you
know,
to
there
too,
are,
right?
there are, you know, major sponsorship deals at stake, with some of these companies. So, you know, it's probably just a matter of in this case, despite its history, the state of Minnesota has an interest, probably from a tax collection revenue collection standpoint, mm-hmm. of seeing that these businesses continue. Now, you know, legislation it's fluid. They're going to add some clarification here to exempt the daily fantasy games from the definition of gambling under state law. That doesn't mean that that's the end of the discussion. You know, no question people have problems with gambling addiction. If it plays out that there are that this becomes a significant problem, then I could see in a future session additional restrictions being added to it. It could, we've got the entire House and Senate up for re-election this year in this state. Who knows if, someone comes back in another session, another legislature, and changes this and applies the laws and makes this, includes daily fantasy games within the definition of gambling.
Mm-hmm.
But this is significant because it is going against the national trend, and we'll see where it leads. But it's certainly an interesting topic. I don't think the discussion is going to end anytime soon as to whether or not these games are games of skill or games of chance.
Do we know what the AG's office thinks of daily fantasy? Have they come out and said anything? You said they impact gambling laws.
I have not seen any comments from the Minnesota AG's office about daily fantasy games, but I'm almost certain that somebody from the office has conferred with the authors of these bills, particularly the lead bill, to make sure that whatever they want in the bill to not object to it. Senator Pappas with some of these restrictions about the age limit and some of those things may have sat down with somebody in the AG's office and asked what provisions they wanted to see as a condition of them not objecting to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's sometimes what happens with some of these state agencies, is the lawmakers craft these bills in conjunction with the agency and their counsel in a way that the agencies find it palatable. And then don't object.
Okay.
And that very well could have happened here.
So if I logged on to my computer right now and I wanted to have a little fun on the weekend and, hopped onto DraftKings, the bill obviously isn't passed right now. Am I doing something illegal in the state of Minnesota right now?
No, that's a good point, Dave. You know, the way that a lot of our laws are written, sometimes, and this is, again, we got to talk about gray area. Right now, Minnesota law doesn't say that you can, or that they are exempt. It doesn't say that they are not exempt, okay, right at this moment. So I mentioned before, there's a doctrine called preemption, is that in some instances, federal law preempts state law. So there is a federal law on the books, the Unlawful Internet Gambling Enforcement Act, that specifically exempts fantasy sports. So as of today, the way this works legislatively is, unless a state takes action to include fantasy sports within the definition of gambling for purposes of their state's laws,
that's what New York has done.
Yes, correct.
For instance,
then you defer to the federal act, which creates a blanket, creates an exemption.
Oh, this is very confusing. Okay, so I can play fantasy sports tonight if I want, daily fantasy. That's good. So really what we're talking about, the bill that's right now in the Minnesota legislature, it's just there to make everything stay the way it is right now.
Exactly. It's preserving the status quo,
okay,
with some caveats there in terms of some of the some what I would consider minor restrictions compared to some of the other states that have acted on this issue. So it's more of, we have an interest in seeing that these businesses continue. We're going to clarify it. We acknowledge that it's a hot topic. We're going to add our voice to the mix and offer our proposal with some parameters.
Good. Then I don't have to worry about my $1 million leaving my pocket after I win it tonight.
Exactly.
That'll be good. What if it goes the other way? If this bill doesn't pass, or say people realize, a couple years down the road that, hey, the daily fantasy is causing a lot of problems. There's gambling problems out there. A lot of people are being affected negatively by it. So you said yourself you have clients that are working on some programs, mm-hmm. with the local local teams here or whatever, are trying to put together some daily fantasy games. So what happens then if the legislation goes the other way? Those guys got to, you know, quick get out of town?
Yeah.
Shut down immediately?
If these games are considered gambling and there's no way to receive the permission of the state to engage in these games, in operating these games, then yeah, the response would be to no longer to do business, just like what FanDuel and DraftKings has done in New York, to no longer do business in the state of Minnesota. Mm. They could be headquartered here, they could operate in other states, but they wouldn't be able to, if Minnesota were to go the other way and make it impossible to operate a daily fantasy game under the gambling laws, then those businesses would not be able to run those games here.
But you could run them in other states.
You could run them.
That seems so bizarre. You could run an operation illegally in Minnesota, but do it in Wisconsin.
It's federalism. It's federalism. Every state's laws are different.
Sure.
And, you know, Wisconsin's different. You know, Iowa's different. I mean, look at in Wisconsin, you can buy beer on Sundays. You can't do it here. This is not just the only issue that's like that. It's every state's a little bit different. So, you could conceivably be, you know, not prohibited from operating the business here and operate it elsewhere.
Now, luckily, we live close to Wisconsin, so the beer on Sundays is not a problem for us.
Exactly.
One last question I have. We talked a lot about daily fantasy, obviously. Season-long fantasy, is that technically illegal right now? It's just so, you know, little money that no one cares about it?
It's under the federal... I mean, we're talking about internet gambling here. Okay?
Yeah, that's true. Office pool, let's say, or, you know, get 12 buddies, we all put $100 in.
We refer to that in the law as de minimis, right?
It's far your below the radar. Pool, who
yeah,
cares?
Exactly. So far below the radar that the cost involved with trying to regulate that and enforce that is just not on the state's radar. So yeah, the March Madness pools, the office fantasy leagues, the neighborhood fantasy leagues will continue. This won't do anything to that. This is dealing specifically with going on with websites where you can wager money on and it just happens to be mainly a daily game. But this, we're talking about games that are done online where you're wagering money, and that's really what what this whole discussion and debate has been about. Mm-hmm.
Is there any sort of timetable that you know of or could predict as far as the bill getting through the Senate, then onto Governor Dayton's desk?
The last action I have, they've added an author. The bill has been passed out of the House as amended as of April 11th, and the last action on it was on April 14th. It was referred to the Senate Finance Committee.
Okay.
So there's likely hearings on it right now in the Finance Committee, and the Finance Committee will if the prognosticators are correct that this is significantly supported and will likely end up on a vote. What would happen is at some point here the Senate Finance Committee will hold a hearing. They'll take a vote. The Finance Committee will pass it out of committee. It'll go to the full Senate for a vote. There may be amendments. Always, you know, could be added on the floor. Could be amendments added in committee.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you have a House bill and a Senate bill that have each passed, you go to a conference committee.
Slap them together, check sort it out.
They square out any differences, and then they bring it back to the full House and Senate for a final vote.
Mm-hmm.
So it right now it looks like it's proceeding according to plan. I would be shocked if this doesn't arrive on the governor's desk. And, you know, he hasn't said anything pro or con, so he's kind of the wild card in all of this. My thought would be if he was strongly opposed to this, he would have said something by now. He would have said something on this. If it's not, you know, if we've got news stories out there talking about this is likely to pass. If he was going to oppose this, I would think he would have taken a stand by now. I think he's going to sign this.
Well, and the good news for daily fantasy players, as we said, even if it doesn't pass, that doesn't change anything. You
right.
can still play all you want until somebody makes a bill that says, no, you can't.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean you're still operating. You're still going to be hamstrung though, because there are. My understanding is that there are, you know, maybe third party vendors to these companies that are hesitant to be involved anymore until they have clarification of the state law. So you could make the argument that even though it technically is still legal because it's not considered gambling under the statute because it doesn't specifically say it, as long as this gray area exists, you've got kind of a paralysis, shall we say, in terms of the industry, which is why they're pushing this through now, so to try to, you know, clarify what the position is so that these businesses can continue and grow. So that's I would say it as we're kind of in limbo. I wouldn't say you're, you know, home free, everything's good. I would say you continue a limbo situation without this legislation.
Well, that's why we have you here, Jeff, because gray area confuses me, as you can tell, and you sorted it out. Thank you for doing it again today.
Hey, no problem.
Awesome. This has been Episode 2, Case in Point Podcast. Make sure to, of course, catch us, 1500ESPN.com, as well as you can subscribe, SoundCloud and iTunes. And when that bill does make it through, as we predict, maybe we'll get back into it, Jeff. What do you say?
Sounds good.
All right. We'll catch you next time.